Devin O'Leary, thank you so much for doing this. How did you, I read, first of all, I just want to check the facts here, but I read that you are building the world's largest data center in Utah, 40,000 acres. If that's, how did you get into the data center business? How did this start?
You know, I've always been in real estate, and I came up in commercial real estate with climate control storage for pharmaceutical companies. Data center development is very complex, but very similar in some ways. It requires permitting. It requires dark fiber. There's only five tenants in the world. You know them all: Amazon, Google, et cetera, Microsoft. And so the thing that got me motivated, though, was watching in the last 2 years this narrative in North America about how negative data centers are. It started in Virginia, actually. The idea that they consume a lot of water, that they are very noisy, and all that's true from stuff that was built 15 years ago, but today that's not the case. And yet the narrative kept going. And I thought, who's doing this? Who would not want us to have compute power? Who would not want us to build our power grid out? Because when you build a data center today, you have to develop your own power and you can sell it back to the grid. That's what we're doing in Utah. I'm thinking to myself, the Chinese, they don't want us to do that. And I went through that whole thing with TikTok, as you may recall, and I actually saw the evidence of how the Chinese were manipulating the algorithm. Now they're doing it a different way, and that just kind of pisses me off. So I'm happy to add compute. I don't want my kids in 20 years who live in New York being told what to eat for breakfast by the Chinese.